This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
One hates to be the bearer of bad tidings, to be the one who tells you that much of the punditry and commentary we've been consuming low these past 24 hours might not amount to a hill of beans. The topic at hand here, of course, is the new Republican health care bill. And I say that because there are two real questions at the core of the debate we're all about to have on this thing. How many people is it going to cover, and how much is it going to cost? The people who get to figure that out haven't yet. They get to do what's known as score the health care bill. They're the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO. So Marketplace's Adam Allington explains how it's all going to work.
So in a nutshell, a CBO score basically assigns a dollar value to proposed legislation. Bill X will either add to the deficit or it will subtract.
It's simple in concept and complicated in practice. The basic idea is to mimic people's behavior.
Robertson Williams is a senior fellow at the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center. He says the CBO score not only tries to approximate the cost of new legislation, it also tries to predict behavioral changes.
All these different pieces fit together based on what the projected behavior of all the actors is, and that's really hard to do.
Hard to do because, for one, the CBO can't predict the future. There could be a war or maybe some outside shock to the economy.
If you have an economic boom or an economic collapse, you get a very different answer in real practice.
The CBO runs two basic scoring methodologies. Under static scoring, the size of the economy remains fixed. But Bob Bixby of the Concord Coalition says another type of scoring does factor in larger economic impacts.
Dynamic scoring says there are certain pieces of legislation that are so consequential, it would be, you know, foolish to ignore the fact that it has an effect on the overall economy.
For example, the CBO could use the dynamic model to predict whether legislation might create new revenue. But in terms of the new GOP health care plan, Bill Hoagland of the Bipartisan Policy Center says it will also be looking at more than just costs.
How many people will be covered? What will be the average premiums and things of that nature? So it's not just the cost, but it's also an analysis of the legislation.
And all of this matters, says Hoagland, because the average American needs to know that when their elected official voted on a piece of legislation, they had the best available information at the time. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.